Spiegel and Holmes.
Mark Potash.
Thanks for remembering me.
Well, we remember you, man.
They'll take the North guys, drop me like a hot potato as soon as I left, and I got a phone to pick with those guys. But Spiegel and Holmes show is on the good list.
Afternoons on the Score.
For Montez, we had a good conversation. I know he's disappointed in himself and wants to continue to get better. I know and he knows he's capable of much more. Also, as we continue to build the defensive line, adding more talent on that will help. When we looked at some of the chip numbers and the double teams, he did get a fair share of those too. And the way that you defeat that is continue to add talent to create more one-on-one matchups.
Well, that took a little bit of a hit today with the news from Brad Biggs that Shamar Turner is going to be out a month or more after leaving Wednesday's practice with an ankle injury.
That'd be the second round defensive lineman for your Chicago Bears.
Who I love.
You do.
I'm a fan.
Not just because he punched a dude in the ding-ding.
I mean, that helps. I mean, I like that he's got some nasty to him. It's funny because even though it's not necessarily the same position, I think that his stats in college are similar to Dayo Odingbo's, where it's like, man, there's a lot of potential, but not a lot of production. And so I'm hoping that both guys end up producing, but missing a month of training camp is not a great start. Not that it's his fault. It's just that it's one of those things that makes it difficult at a position where the Bears need to be better. They've got to affect the other team's offense more than what they've been doing the last couple of years.
So does Montez Sweat. And he has he had kind of a down year last year for a team that had a down year last year. But he's been very present and very active in the offseason by choice. So that is among the things he discussed with the media yesterday. And here's Montez Sweat on the new scheme and if he's ready to resume being the man.
It's a complex scheme. I think it keeps you on your toes, but it challenges us as a defense to hone in on our communication and just flourishing that way.
Ben Jensen said you were particularly locked in during the offseason, perhaps kind of unhappy with the way last season went for you personally. Is that fair to say? Is that accurate? Can you expand on that a little bit?
I believe y'all asked me that question at OTAs. I think I already touched on it. Okay. Was you? Yeah, but I reiterated. It was just I feel like it was important for a new scheme, especially with a complex scheme like this, just to come in, learn the defense, and try to learn it once or twice, and again as the season goes along.
Do you feel like you're the guy that needs to lead the pass rush this season?
Sir. What'd you say?
Do you feel like you're the guy that needs to kind of spearhead the pass rush this season?
I mean, it's a job. It's a collective job as a group. But, I mean, I guess if you say I'm the guy, yeah, I want to be the guy.
Woo, a little bit of an edge there with Biggsy, huh?
Yeah.
A little bit.
I'd like to see some of that edge on the edge.
On the edge, where he plays. Yeah, he's got some work to do. Ben Johnson was pleased that he did come in the offseason, did come in for the OTAs, which he doesn't have to do, but he did, chose to, and for the reasons that he said. You know what I like? He watches film every offseason of some of the best DNs around the league to try and do some homework, and in the past he's watched T.J. Watt and Myles Garrett. You know who we watched this time? Cam Jordan. Awful lot of Cam Jordan.
Well, that would make sense because that's Dennis Allen's defense. So he's watching how Cam Jordan navigated that defense and goes, oh, maybe I can do some of that stuff.
Yep. He said Cam Jordan has always been one of those premier pass rushers in the league, kind of hard not to watch him. I've gone back and looked at some of the film, how he's excelled in this defense under Dennis Allen. And even though they don't have identical builds, and I'm reading some of this from Scott Baer over at Marquee.
Yeah, Montez is long. Montez is what, 6'6"?
6'6", 262. Cam Jordan, 6'4", 287. Their size allows them both to generate push against the run and the pass. A quote from Montez, it's just all about creating those one-on-ones and doing what I need to do when it's called on to be done. So I like that he's looking at Cam and trying to learn from that.
Yeah, pick up wherever you can, like any sort of tip that you can pick up as you're trying to learn a new defense and how a new defense fits in, I'm here for it. But they've got to take a step forward with the pass rush. Now, look, they're going to be helped out. It's going to be accelerated because of the confusion that Dennis Allen causes right. on the way that he calls a game.
What if they were to add somebody really good? What if they were to add a superhero, Lawrence? What if they were able to add any superhero they wanted? Who would be the best one to add to the team? This is a question that Bears players were asked. I think it's one of those things at camp where they ask all the players.
Yeah, they put like a TikTok video together of this.
The Green Lantern?
I don't believe. We'll see if anybody does.
Kilowog would be great. Green Lantern and Kilowog would be great on the Bears defensive line.
Here's a little more than a minute of Bears players discussing which superhero would be best to add to this team.
Which superhero would you add to the roster?
Flash.
Drop back and throw deep.
Spot. We already go to Spider-Man.
The Flash.
Superman. Hulk. Hand the ball, let him run, jump over some people.
It's gotta be the Hulk to play O-line, right?
I'll go Superman. He's OP.
We already got one on our team. We don't need to add one. We got Spider-Man.
I'm an Iron Man fan, but he couldn't really help us out.
Spider-Man. Spider-Man can do everything that we do.
I'm giving the ball to the Flash.
Unpopular opinion, Wolverine wouldn't be bad. Sturdy, heavy body. What people don't know about Wolverine, he's fast, agile. He ain't afraid to get physical, too.
Spider-Man, catching everything.
Batman, see it right here.
King T'Challa.
I would say Spider-Man, but that's already here.
Why would you not do Superman? Like, who beat Superman?
Wait. So what's your answer?
I would say Spider-Man, but we have that already.
I kind of got to go Flash, because who guarded Flash?
Superman.
Superman is not guarding Flash.
Man, he putting hands on that boy at the line.
He got to catch him off the line. Man.
Incredible Hulk
in the trenches.
Boy so taking triple Hulk. Team.
Hulk. Hulk.
Wolverine.
Feel bad in that, because he's my superhero.
It's like Batman.
We had the Hulk. We stopping everything.
Do I got to answer the question? I got to answer the question. Come on, you know what it is.
All right. I feel like Batman is the worst answer possible. He's just a dude.
He's just a guy.
He's just a guy.
He's a strong guy.
Strong guy.
But
smart.
But they literally already have guys that have the physical makeup of Batman.
Okay, all right, cool.
On their team.
Just double checking on that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Spider-Man, but they have one already because that's Kyler. You know,
yeah, and that's why you kept getting the in the middle of that because they were just going to clips of Kyler. Yeah,
and then a lot of the Flash. I mean, Tyreek Hill's success makes that make a lot of sense.
A lot of Wolverine, and I'm glad to see guys doing that.
Tell people why.
Well, Wolverine is really strong. He is slight. He in the canon, like Hugh Jackman is actually a foot taller than Wolverine actually is.
That guy's got a huge Ackman as well.
He does.
It's enormous.
That's why they call him that. So he's 5'3", but he's thick and he's indestructible. We're probably not going to let him use his claws because it's the NFL.
Probably.
But we
got to get those claws trimmed before every game.
We never have to worry about him not recovering from an injury. Because that's his mutant superpower is that he always heals.
What a gift
no
that
matter,
would be.
No matter what. So if you wanted to go, you probably don't want to put, Deadpool has a similar power, but you probably don't want to put Deadpool on the team because he's going to make things awkward in your locker room. But Wolverine's got an edge to him.
Right.
He's kind of mean. Now, he is Canadian. Mm. So they're, you know, but the Bears have done well with Canadian born players.
That's right.
Israel Adonijay.
And who's the dealer? Akeem Hicks.
Yeah. So there you go.
So, all right, it's pretty good. So a lot of people going Hulk in there. I mean, that makes all the sense in the world.
It does. I do fear that he might be drawn offside very easily.
That's why my response is always to go with the Thing. Instead of the Hulk.
That's a good call.
The Thing, you know, the head slap. When the Thing gives you the head slap as a pass rusher, I mean, no lineman can frankly even survive that. So, but maybe it could be the Thing on one edge as a tackle and the Hulk as the other tackle. If those were your bookend tackles. But controlling the Hulk is a difficult thing.
That's probably why you want him as a defensive lineman, but there's going to be a 3rd and 5 There's going to be a third and five where the Hulk is just going to – he's going to be fired up. Someone's going to say something. He's going to jump across, and there's going to be a whole new set of downs.
Yeah.
And then he's going to get mad at himself, and he's probably going to get flagged for something. Like, it's
problem is you calm him down, you're left with Bruce Banner.
Right.
And you're like, what am I doing here?
Yeah, and then you got to slap Bruce Banner and turn him back into the Hulk. Like, it's not good. The Flash as a wide receiver obviously makes a lot of sense.
And that was Caleb at the beginning. No surprise he wanted the Flash.
I would also offer up Wonder Woman as a wide receiving candidate. She is tough as nails. She going to run through you.
What kind of league is this?
If we're doing superheroes, like,
she's going to run through you. And you know what? Everybody could fly home on the see-through plane. The team plane would be.
Well, that's really only for two people.
Just for her and Caleb or whoever she wants.
Whoever gets the ride home. Mm. Because Wonder Woman is listed as like 6'2", 175.
Slot receiver right there.
Yep.
That is a good slot
and
size.
Strong as all hell.
So as a kid, I remember thinking, why would anyone choose the Flash over Superman? Superman is as fast as the Flash.
No, he is not.
He's not?
It's not even close.
Really?
Yes.
But I thought Superman was as fast as anybody.
No, he is not.
How is that not possible?
Because the Flash is tapped into the Speed Force, which is a lot faster. Like, there's plenty.
I'm asking the wrong guy.
There's plenty.
And by that, I mean the right guy.
Of canon of this, too, where it's like, the Flash and Superman are going to have a race for charity.
Hmm.
And the joke is always that the Flash allows for the race to be close.
Thor as a quarterback or Thor in general? Some people are asking.
I mean, sure, you put a Norse god up there, that tends to work. We might have to we have to make some rules on and whether or not gods and goddesses can be on the team, but fair enough. Like, that's a good choice.
Yeah, there's some that just don't make any sense at all. Makes no sense at all.
I would offer Captain America as your running back or wide receiver could be a good choice, or as your quarterback.
Yeah. Who's the one with the archer, the one who shoots a lot?
Hawkeye? He's just a guy.
Yeah.
He's just a guy.
It's a Hawkeye.
Now, if you wanted to put Hawkeye in the PGA, I'm here for it.
Okay. Because
as he has said in movies, I went and played golf. I played 18, and I shot 18. So
there you go.
So if you wanted to get him into the PGA, sure.
Juggernaut. A lot of textures suggesting Juggernaut as halfback.
Another issue of control.
Bad guy.
Yeah, that's a bad locker room guy. Great player. Bad locker room guy.
Would you consider drafting him number 9 overall? Like one of the top prospects overall.
I absolutely would draft him number 9 if I had the opportunity to do so. But yes.
All right. See, I'm glad we did this.
Yep. I did a whole thing on this, right?
Ben, there's a super dog. Who came up with a super dog?
I did not know you did a whole thing, a whole team?
15 years ago. I made Team Marvel and Team DC.
Oh, okay.
It was on the Scores website.
Yeah. Was it really?
I did the whole thing from ownership down.
Oh, you did? So this has all been fleshed out?
A little bit. So it's a long time ago.
Who's on the coaching staff?
Oh, I think I had Maxwell Lord as the GM of Team DC. I had Tony Stark owning Team Marvel.
Oh, that's good.
And Nick Fury was the GM.
Yeah, Tony
of
Stark.
Team Marvel.
Tony Stark is an owner, man. Those locker rooms would be elite.
And Bruce Wayne as Team DC's
owner.
Oh
yeah, there you go. There you go.
So
then you've got Batman if you really needed him.
Yeah, because he's
which
got,
you don't.
Because he's got money.
Mm-hmm.
Batman's biggest power is the writer's pen. Take that, studs.
I wonder if Batman would sign Michael Parsons, even after, perhaps after the fans. You see the fans chanting, pay Micah at Cowboys camp?
Yeah, that's a whole thing.
While Jerry's walking around there?
It's a whole thing got going on.
As it should be.
It's bad. When we come back, we will stop talking about superheroes in football, though.
I know, and I brought it up.
If you're the White Sox, how should you feel about this weekend, Spiegs? I want you to think about that and then share your thoughts with the world next on The Score.